Well, it's Friday morning. It's 9:30 a.m. It's time for The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. My name's Graham Nystrom. I will be your host, and it is our fall membership drive. The Conversation has a show goal of just $200 today. That should be easy to make. And we've got a challenge grant from the very generous Bridgewater Bistro, so thanks to them. I have an in-studio guest today by the name of Dr. Robert Brake, and he's joining me live in the studio, but that doesn't mean that you can't still call in. The phone number is 503-325-0010. Call us with your comments and call us with your support. Dr. Robert Brake, thanks for being in the studio with me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand that the topic of the day is volunteerism.
Yes, and I have a philosophy about volunteering, how we use our time productively. Two statements, very brief. One is, it's the right thing to do. The other is, you give and you get. The peninsula where my wife and I have lived for 20 years has a population of about 7,400 residents, 30 plus nonprofits, not counting churches and schools. So we, as well as a lot of coastal communities, are stretched. So we need volunteers who have the time, the energy, the money, and other resources to help out. And I've been on the Tillicum Foundation board, and I've been involved with a lot of other nonprofit organizations. And I think it's very important that your listeners contribute to KMUN, my favorite radio station. And I highly recommend that people call in and donate today.
Well, thank you for that voicing of your support of the station. And to tack on to one point, the next election for the Tillicum Foundation Board of Directors is happening in November. And if you are interested in serving on the Board of Directors, then what you need to do is send an email to board@coastradio.org with a letter of intent. And so thank you for letting me interject, but please continue.
Certainly. It's very important that people use their time productively. There's a statement made by Gandalf from Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring. Quote, all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. It's very important. Think about that. We have time. It's one of our great resources. I suggest that people today take the time to call in and donate to my favorite radio station.
Thank you, Gandalf, and thank you, Robert. And just to remind you, if you're listening, the number is 503-325-0010. We are accepting contributions, and we are also looking for your calls and your comments. So 503-325-0010. The topic today is volunteerism, and throughout the program, we're going to be talking about various opportunities to volunteer in our coastal community, as well as some of the benefits of volunteering. And this radio station is one of many places that you can volunteer. But like Robert said, it's good for the body, mind, and soul. And this area does really run on volunteers, as I've heard Donna Quinn say many times.
We have an organization on the peninsula called the Do-Goodniks. It's a spinoff from Boris Badenoff in the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, the Badenoff. We're the Do-Goodniks. And one of the things we do, and this is an idea that we encourage people along the coast to copy, is to provide programs, free programs, for senior citizens or people who are have mobility problems. And one of the things that we've done at the assisted living facility in Clipson Beach called Golden Sands is we provide a music and stories program. And we've done it over 40 times. We come in and there are, we're the youngsters in the crowd. Most of the people are in their 80s and 90s. We play music, encourage them to tell stories. Also, if they have dementia difficulties, we will create iPods with their favorite program music to enhance their quality of life and to stir up great memories of things past. That's one of the things that we do. There are also all kind. I think of all of the opportunities that I've had that I encourage other people to get involved with. The Senior Activities Center in Ocean Park is always open to volunteers to help them provide services and programs for community residents. Water Music Festival Society, I was on their board for 6 years and served as vice president and president, is also an organization that can use your help. Those are some of the things that that I've been doing, and I encourage other people to get involved with them.
And like you said, it's good for the quality of life of the people that you are serving with your time, but it's also good for your own quality of life. Volunteerism has been known to affect your own physical and mental health when you do give your time. And so it's definitely a win-win situation, and we clearly could use as many of those as possible these days. I want to say thank you to Sylvia in Hammond for calling in with her support. If you've forgotten, the number is 503-325-0010. Do you work for or volunteer for an organization that's volunteer operated in part or in whole? Give us a call and let us know what that organization is, and we'll talk about it on the air, and we can help find volunteers to help you out. So again, 503-325-0010, and thanks again to Sylvia in Hammond.
Yes, this is a great opportunity for the listeners who are involved with nonprofit organizations to call in and do
right.
a little promotion for their own organizations.
Yeah, I think we're both sitting on a really long list of organizations that we haven't even started with yet. Yours cover the peninsula, and I've got something from the Daily Astorian who did a story about volunteer opportunities. And so there's a long list that we can start rocking through, but we'd rather hear from you first. Let us know what organizations you're passionate about. 503-325-0010.
There is a statement, a philosophy about time that comes from the ancient Romans, Marcus Aurelius and Seneca specifically. And it's about time, and I'd like to talk about that for just a minute until somebody calls in. Time is something valuable, and it's something that volunteers for KMUN and other nonprofits can provide. It's probably our most precious commodity. The Romans, Aurelius and Seneca, advised us to be mindful of time, not to waste time, to grasp the present, to avoid negative emotions like fear, anger, hatred, jealousy, aspire to tranquility, to embrace reason, show our love, feel our gratitude, and respect others. And one of the last things that I have on my list of suggestions from the Stoics is specific to today's program, and that is honor your social duties. Think about it. Honor your social duties. One of your social duties is to volunteer to help others. Those are the things at the core of what it is to be human, at least if you value what the Stoics had to tell us.
Great. And it looks like our phone lines are full for the moment, so we've got a caller to bring on the air. But if you've got a pledge or a suggestion, hang on tight for just a few minutes and the line will open up. Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Hi, Graham. It's Ed Johnson.
Well, hey, Ed.
I volunteer with CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates. And it's a great program that works with foster children that are in under DHS, Department of Human Services, custody.
That is a fantastic organization. Do you have a suggestion of who to contact or how to start the process of getting involved?
Sure. Yep. Their phone number here in Astoria is 503-338-6063. And Akeisha is their head cheese there. And I think they're offering a class this fall. Now you have to take a class that lasts maybe 6 weeks, something like that, before you can be a volunteer. And I believe they have a class starting this fall.
Okay.
So now would be the time to phone in and volunteer.
Yeah, now's the time to contact CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates. I know several people involved with that organization, and it is a really good use of your time. Ed, thanks for that call. We're going to let you go so we can get someone else on. Thanks, Ed.
Give it. Thanks.
All right. Again, the number 503-325-0010. We've got one call for supporting CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Do you have an organization that runs on volunteer power and you'd like to get the word out? Give us a call, 503-325-0010. We do have a line open again, so we welcome your call and look forward to hearing from you. Robert, tell us more about volunteering.
I think some of the organizations that really need our help, beyond what I mentioned previously, are our local libraries. I'm a friend of the Ocean Park Library, and I have written articles and I've been on programs here at KMUN advocating that people support the libraries. I think next to the post office and the transit system, our libraries are the most beneficial, inexpensive resource that we have in our community.
Hey, Robert, we've got another call. Can I bring him on the air?
Sure, do it.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
I just wanted to comment. I work a lot and volunteer in the Kiwanis clubs in all the region areas, and I really appreciate the time because it's for the kids. So
Kiwanis supports young people. Can you give me a little bit more detail about what some of the programs are?
Well, we have the Astoria Club with its 100th anniversary, and when it originally was founded in 1919, they went out and built Camp Kwanlong. Kind of started with that, without that direction, yeah, for young people's lives.
That is an excellent resource. Thank you so much for that call.
You bet.
Take care. Camp Kwanlong, the local Kiwanis clubs, and we've talked about your local libraries, court-appointed special advocates, CASA. The number here is 503-325-0010. This is a call-in show where we look to hear from you in the community about the topics that we're discussing. And today we're talking about volunteerism and the benefits and some of the opportunities that are in your area. This is The Conversation on Coast Community Radio, and we are one day away from the end of our fall membership drive. Our show goal today is just $200, and I wouldn't be surprised if we've already made that goal, but that shouldn't stop you from calling in. We've got a challenge grant from Bridgewater Bistro that was $100, and I believe that we've met that challenge, but you never know. Give us a call and check in with those folks answering the phone, 503-325-0010. So while we're waiting for another call, Robert, do you have another organization you'd like to talk about or some other thoughts?
Water Music Festival Society, which provides jazz and oysters and October concerts. And all of the money raised goes to benefit our local school music programs. So I think it's very important for people to support the music programs.
Agreed. I'm a musician myself, and it's one of the most important things in my life, aside from my friends and my family. So please support your local, especially music programs that work with the youth, but support live music and the arts in general. There's lots of arts organizations out here, and you know, I think that the theater community is really taking off in our area. If you're interested in getting involved, there's lots of opportunities there. The Coaster Theater, the Reader's Theater at the Liberty, Peer Pressure, yeah, Productions is a new black box, the Peninsula Players.
I've been involved with the Peninsula Players. I've written two plays that have been staged and conducted a fundraiser about 5 years ago in Ocean Park. And what we did is we had a men's fashion show, end quote, called the Peninsula Look. And we attracted a small audience who donated about $900 to help the Peninsula Players. I urge people to get involved with your local theater groups.
Absolutely. I just saw a play the other day and was reminded of how powerful the impact of live theater can be. It's a completely different world than sitting at home and watching a television show. So get involved with your local theater programs. We've got a couple more thank yous. Les of Seaside, thank you, Les. and Peter in Nacelle. Thank you so much for calling in. Sylvia called in earlier, and now it's your turn. 503-325-0010. Some of the benefits to volunteering include a sense of purpose, increased self-confidence. It makes you happy. It combats depression, and it can also counteract the effects of stress, anger, and anxiety. And so if those aren't reasons to get involved and give of yourself and your time, then I don't know what are.
It's a great social experience, too. You can meet interesting people. I mean, there are a lot of people in the world who are not very interesting. They're boring. I find that the people here at KMUN and other nonprofit organizations I work with are interesting. They're worth listening to.
And if you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation, KMUN's call-in show, where we look to hear from the community about the topics that we discuss. Today we're talking about volunteerism. And so the number is 503-325-0010. Is there an organization that runs on volunteers that you would like to get the word out about? Please give us a call, 503-325-0010. Robert, some other opportunities to volunteer in the area?
Well, I can think of a number of them. There are certainly the Humane Society in Clatsop County and the South Pacific County. I've worked with them as a volunteer. And we especially treasure our no-kill animal shelter in Long Beach. That's one that's important. I'd like to add one other opportunity for people up and down the coast. Throw a party honoring volunteers. We did one about 5 years ago honoring some 20 Peninsula volunteers. And it was we had a lot of organizations, restaurants, and others who contributed. It was all virtually a no-cost event. And it wasn't a fundraiser. It was a fundraiser. And it was amazing to find out what kind of people there are who are donating not only their time, but their energy and their resources and their creative ideas. I think it's a good idea for people up and down the coast to think about this. Honor your volunteers, not just at Thanksgiving or at Christmas, but any time that seems appropriate, when the weather is good and you get a good turnout. Have some fun together and find out just what kind of people are building your community and creating a better life for everyone.
We have an annual volunteer appreciation picnic at Cullaby Lake, and it's a ton of fun. So if you start volunteering here, then you can join in on that good time. But that's a great idea. I mean, can you imagine an event that celebrated all of the volunteers in our area? I think we'd probably need to rent the armory. Because it would be in the thousands, right?
Oh, certainly.
So a couple of opportunities. The Astoria Column, the Astoria Warming Center, Camp Kwanalong, which we heard about earlier, sponsored by the Kiwanis Club, Clatsop Care Center, Clatsop Animal Shelter. How about Clatsop Cruise Hosts or Columbia Memorial Hospital? Columbia River Maritime Museum needs volunteers. All of your libraries, Cannon Beach Library, Seaside Library, Long Beach Peninsula, the Haystack Rock Awareness Program, Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. So many good opportunities. And you know, the wildlife refuge is a great example because, gosh, you just get to hike and help maintain trails and stuff. And what could be better than that? Here comes Dylan with another thank you. We've got a thank you for Leonard and Luann in Astoria. Thank you, guys. And it looks like we've got another call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
I'm just going to offer a couple of others. I was a CASA for 20 years. It's probably the best thing I've ever done as a volunteer. But I also would suggest the Harbor, which I think is now looking for people. And their phone number is 503-325-5735. And if you're new to the area and just want to get started in a small way, contact the elementary schools for the Smart Reader program. It's just a great thing to do. It takes just about half an hour or an hour once a week, and you get to really help a new reader.
Those are great suggestions. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye.
So some more great suggestions coming in. What about the Do Good Knicks? Any other organizations that your team supports up on the peninsula?
Well, the Senior Activity Center gets a lot of support from us. We try to help out the with the food banks and various others. We are sort of an umbrella organization. We are available if they choose to contact us, and we have a they can contact me personally or get online and go to Do Good Knicks and find out what we can do for them.
One of the things that stands out to me is that you provided iPods with programmed favorite music for dementia victims, which helped them experience a little more quality of life by listening to their favorite types of music. And that's still a service that you can provide for free, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yes. We had, we've done that several times. So it's still something we can do. We can program, my wife can program it, and we can deliver it with a headset. And it will stir up memories of things past and improve the day of the dementia victim. We try to do that.
So, Robert, we've got another caller. Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Oh, hi. I have a few organizations I'd like to suggest.
Great.
Columbia Senior Diners. They're located in the Astoria Senior Center, and they provide over 1,100 meals to seniors on-site and delivered. So that's a wonderful organization, kind of Astoria's Meals on Wheels, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
ADHDA, Astoria Downtown Historic District, for instance, just this coming next weekend, needs volunteers for Brewfest. The Astoria Ferry is looking for volunteers, so anybody that's interested in supporting and working on the ferry, we're in need of volunteers. And I think, the Astoria Regatta always needs volunteers.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you
so much for your call.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
So some more organizations there. If you need help tracking down any of these organizations, why don't you send me an email after the show, and I'll make sure that you get hooked up with that. My email address here at the station is my first name, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, at coastradio.org. Thanks to everyone who's called in during the conversation today. This is your call-in show, and don't forget that we serve five counties. We serve Clatsop, Columbia, Pacific, Tillamook, and Wakayakum County. Is there a Grange in your area in Wakayakum County that needs volunteers, or are you in Tillamook? Let's hear from some callers in the South Counties that we serve. We love hearing about all things Astoria, and I'm very happy that Robert's here to represent the peninsula, but this is your opportunity to represent where you live on the coast and some of the organizations that you're proud to serve or deserve the time and the effort of people's volunteerism. One that I can think of is the Bay City Arts Center in Bay City, which is just north of Tillamook. They actually run a low-power FM station out of there called KAYN. And so if you're in Tillamook and you've just listened to your favorite programming on KMUN, but you're ready for some variety, switch over to KAYN. That's a fantastic operation, and it's also a place that you could potentially get involved. KYN operates out of the Bay City Arts Center. So 503-325-0010. We're talking about volunteerism. And my guest in the studio today is Dr. Robert Brake. And we've got another thank you. Looks like we can thank Gerald from Astoria. Thank you, Gerald, for your call of support during our fall membership drive. And this is how we keep it ticking around here. Memberships account for about 25% of our annual budget, which means we cannot do it without you. But it also means that we work hard to find funding from other areas as well so that you are not carrying the burden by yourself. But this is something that you pitch into with your goodwill, your time, and hopefully your money as well. This is the time of year where we look for your support. We've got a caller on the line. We've got two lines open. So give us a call, 503-325-0010. It's not quite time to wrap up yet. Robert, anything else from you?
Some years ago, we set up a Christmas party. We created a Christmas party for the peninsula we live on. And it was a great opportunity to bring people together. It wasn't to make money. It was to have a great deal of fun and to socialize. And we had two Santas, arts and crafts displays, tree decorating contests for the local churches, music, and two mules. We had two mules who were fed carrots outside the building by children eager to feed them. And we had a great deal of fun. And I think this year at Christmas, instead of celebrating just with the family or immediate people you know, maybe some of you can get together and throw a Christmas party for the community you live in.
That's an excellent suggestion as well, and that doesn't have to stop at Christmas either. If you celebrate other holidays like Hanukkah or Passover,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, lots of opportunities to celebrate around the holidays. Thanks to everyone who's called in so far. We're talking volunteerism. Is there an organization that you'd like to get the word out about? Give us a call, 503-325-0010. Robert, do we have time to talk just a little bit about something that you and I have talked about before, which is the type of teaching that you did back when you were a professor in college?
Sure.
So the type of courses that you taught that you feel could be extra helpful today have to do with communication, right?
Yes, specifically for nonprofit organizations, marketing. A speech course would be helpful. A good business writing course. Nonprofit organizations, remember, we're in the please and thank you business. And KMUN today is saying please and providing a lot of thank you opportunities.
I hope we're saying please enough. That's a really good point.
That's right. We have to keep saying it. I hope that we met our goal, by the way.
I suspect we did.
Very good. But the thank you part of it is what concerns me, because a lot of nonprofit organizations are not particularly effective in saying thank you to the people who provide them the support that they need. There are courses that are available at the Clatsop Community College and Grace Harbor College in Ilwaco and elsewhere that will help people improve their communication skills. Basically, Graham, isn't that what it comes down to? It's communicating. Offering a message and being responded to in ways that benefit you and the organizations that you serve.
One thing that I've had on my mind is, do you remember the movie Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, yes.
That was my mom's favorite movie, and it did always stick with me what Mr. Macy did, which was, you know, not take the selfish route and promote only his store, but he used his store to promote other stores and the whole win-win concept. And so I think KMUN really has the capability of doing that. KMUN can be a source of support for other nonprofits in the area. And so that is part of why we're here. We're a public service. And if you have a volunteer operation or a nonprofit, get in touch with us. We would love to help get the word out about
you. It's very important for nonprofit organizations not to work at cross purposes with other nonprofits. Try to coordinate your efforts. And remember, we're stretched thin for the number of people to meet the needs of all of those nonprofits along the coast.
That is true, absolutely. And collaboration is the name of the game with nonprofit corporations. When you are looking for grant funding, you need letters of support. You need collaborating organizations. And those are the things that make your grant applications much more appealing to funders. And again, it's an opportunity for a win-win situation. So we've got about 2 minutes left in the show. There's still time to call in, 503-325-0010. Won't you please call in? We look forward to thanking you. And any closing thoughts or words for us, Robert?
Mark Twain said, "Be good. It will please a few of your friends and astonish the rest."
And we've got Janet in the studio, our membership specialist, and Janet's got something to tell you as well. So, Janet, what's up?
Well, I just have a big thank you. As the membership specialist at Coast Community Radio, we would not survive without all of our volunteers at the front desk, answering the phones, behind the mic, in the air room, all over the place. And I would just like to say thank you and right on and rock on to all volunteers for Coast Community Radio and all other nonprofits.
Thank you so much for that, Janet. What a great way to help end the show. How about a philosophical note for us to end on?
Philosophical. Well, I talked about the Stoics.
Oh, did you already hit on the Stoics piece?
Something philosophical. Einstein comes to mind. Einstein was one who believed in not only quantum physics, but in serving others. I don't have a particular thought in mind, though.
Well, I think we've had a pretty good show, and I think we've touched on a lot of good topics. Couple more organizations you could think about serving: the Wildlife Rehab Center of the North Coast. How about the Svensson Congregate Meal Site?
Churches, thrift shops, so the schools especially.
And how about helping young readers? We mentioned the libraries, but there's an organization called Start Making a Reader Today. GetSmartOregon.org. The Seaside Museum and Historical Society. The options go on and on. I think if you just do a little bit of digging, you won't have a hard time coming up with something. And as Dr. Robert Brake says, help make America kind again. I think that that's something that we can all get behind ideologically. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for supporting Coast Community Radio. This is KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, and you've been listening to The Conversation. My name's Graham Nystrom.